At research labs across the world, scientists work hard to answer some of mankind's biggest questions. Does dark matter really exist? What killed the dinosaurs? At Penn State, there's a lab devoted to a more practical question. How can we keep roads, bridges, railroads, and other infrastructure from falling apart? Keystone Crossroads reporter Marielle Segarra has more.
On the surface, Farshad Rajabipour's job might not sound that interesting. He's an associate professor of civil engineering at Penn State, and he studies concrete. Rajabipour is standing next to what looks like a giant kitchen mixer, but it's filled with cement, rocks, and water, the ingredients for concrete.
It's actually a material that is used pretty much everywhere in the world. I mean, it's so common that people don't notice it.
It's in the roads and bridges you drive over, the buildings where you live and work, even the pipes that transport your city's stormwater. Rajabipour works at Penn State's Civil Infrastructure Testing and Evaluation Lab. Researchers at the lab are devoted to making infrastructure safer, less expensive, and longer lasting. Pennsylvania's infrastructure is not in the best shape. The state has the second highest percentage of structurally deficient bridges in the country, after Rhode Island. That means those bridges need repairs, or they might be weight restricted or closed. And almost 44% of the state's roads were rated in fair or poor condition in 2013. Rajabipour's latest project could help the state. It's funded by the National Science Foundation, and the goal is to prevent a chemical reaction that makes bridges and other structures crack.
This type of reaction is very common in concrete.
The researchers are trying to come up with a sort of elixir, a substance they can add to concrete that'll prevent this chemical reaction or stop it from getting worse.
So this is one of the rooms that I want to show you.
The room is filled with buckets of concrete samples, all treated with different materials like natural clays and byproducts of aluminum. The researchers keep the room hot, about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That helps them speed up the chemical reaction.
It's kind of like if you keep a food outside a refrigerator, it will go bad faster. The same thing will happen.
That means it'll only take them a few months to predict if their concoctions will allow us to make bridges and other structures last decades longer than they do now. There's no word on the results yet. But the state has a $4.7 billion budget to fix and build roads and bridges in the coming fiscal year. Extending the life of that infrastructure could save a lot of money. Penn State researchers are also looking for ways to catch safety problems before accidents happen. For instance, on railroads. So, a brief engineering lesson. Underneath railroad tracks, there's a layer of rocks. Those rocks will move a little when trains pass over the tracks. We're talking a couple millimeters a month. But if the rocks move too much, that can cause less comfortable rides. And if things got really bad...
If it's severe, then that would cause derailment.
That's Tong Q, one of the researchers at Penn State. He's working with the university's rail engineering program on a device that'll monitor railroad track safety in real time. It's funded by the Federal Railroad Administration. You're hearing the sound of a machine that looks like two transformer arms coming down on a metal beam that's resting on top of a bin of rocks. The machine mimics the force of a train going over railroad tracks. The researchers are using it to test something they've invented called a smart rock. It's a 3D printed rock that has electronics inside. The smart rock will sit underneath a section of train tracks and alert researchers if it's moving a lot. That'll be an early warning that the rock layer's rearranging and might need repairs. The state's transportation agency, PennDOT, also funds research at the Penn State Lab. The agency's research manager, Michael Benini, says the lab's work is really valuable.
University faculty members understand the transportation system within Pennsylvania, so they have an appreciation of the challenges we face trying to maintain and operate the system.
That's why even though there are national labs that study infrastructure, he says it helps to have one that's close to home. Marielle Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.